It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
All right, we start tomorrow on Saturday. You have number 7, Louisville versus Kentucky. That's ESPN. That's 11 a.m. And I know, Trey may be rolling his eyes, and a lot of people out there would say that this won't be a competitive game, but it's a look at Teddy Bridgewater. That's why you want to watch this game, see how good he is, see if he's the guy that's going to win the Heisman Trophy
this
year.
Joe, it's Kentucky.
I know, but see if he's the guy that is going to be your Heisman Trophy winner this year. You want to get an up-and-close look at him and then possibly how he projects to the NFL. And, of course, shortly after that, there's the kickoff for Southern Miss in Arkansas. That's SEC TV here locally. It's your local ABC affiliate, and that's 11:21. And you can also listen to that game right here on the Buzz Radio Network, 103.7 The Buzz, if you can't get in front of a TV to watch it. Now, the big game in college football, we all know what it is. Number 1, Alabama. Number 6, Texas A&M. And that's CBS at 2:30. And everybody's looking forward to that, even the people that are going to this couple shower. I think they'll be watching it before they go, or if it's at that time, or whatever the case may be. Now, on to the NFL. Got a couple of games here. Matt, I don't know which one of these games I like better. I know you like the Denver at New York Giants. That's going to be a big game. That's CBS at 3:25, and of course, that should be on TV, but a lot of these games sometimes, like I said, you may need to check NFL Sunday Ticket.
Is the 4:20 game, yeah, Joe, the
that'll
Broncos
be on.
And Giants, but that's also with the Jaguars and Raiders, so one of those two games will be the game, and Joe, I agree with you, I'm pretty sure it would be the Denver game and the Giants game, and then after, my two favorite games, you got 49ers in Seattle.
Yeah, and then that's my other game that I was going to look at from the NFL. And like I said, I don't know which one of those I like better. You know, San Fran, Seattle, they're a couple of everybody's Super Bowl picks out there. They're in the same division. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought game, and that's NBC Sunday night at 7:30.
And Joe, speaking of the AFC North, how I gave a bogey for him on Monday that all four started 0-1. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland goes to Baltimore and Pittsburgh goes to Cincinnati. Two teams are going to start off 0-2 in that division.
Right. And then that's the thing about it that makes it so weird is, like, usually in week one you'll see at least one division matchup. They didn't have that in week one in that division, so everybody's 0-4. Now you got all division matchups in the second week.
Right.
And when's the last time a team went 0-2 to start the season and win the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
Dallas Cowboys.
I was going to say, did the Saints do it or the Cowboys the last one?
I think Cowboys. It would be the Cowboys. Just stepping back to that San Fran-Seattle game real quick, the thing that's intriguing about that, and I don't know how real this is supposedly Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson have an eyebrow bet.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to shave – not both eyebrows, but somebody shaves one eyebrow. And like I said, I don't know how real that is. That could be just for, to play up the Madden game that's coming out. But
is it just the TV? Yeah, just for the commercial, or is it real life?
Right. So my actual pick, though, Freak's Pick here.
I think I know where he's going, man.
Floyd Money Mayweather versus Canelo Alvarez. It's going to be pay-per-view, 8 o'clock that night, 8 p.m. on Saturday night. And those guys will be stepping in the ring sometime between 10 and 10:30 Saturday night. And get the cost of this. I know there'll be a lot of fight parties around, out and about. $74.95.
Oh, no.
Is that the most for? Because I thought they were like $49 or $50. $79
yeah,
is too much.
$55 or something. And $74?
The one thing,
yep.
Joe, with
75
Floyd is
75. Actually,
he doesn't knock a lot of people out, so it should go the distance.
What if he gets knocked out?
Yeah, but most of Floyd's fights, and he's the hardest man to hit, go more than 7-8 rounds, but still, $80.
Yep. HDTV, man, $74.95, $75.
Well, that's pretty steep for a pay-per-view.
And, well, 25 mil of that or 42 mil of that goes right to you got a private jet.
Yeah, it does.
You got to find a watch party or something for that. That's just too expensive.
I'm sure there'll be a lot out there.
Or how about go to a couple shower?
Make all the couples pitch in.
Have the couple shower. Money. Everybody pitches in, and you get to watch the fight.
There you go.
What's wrong with that? It's a perfect solution.